This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
About to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA. The 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. Well, I don't know if you guys would drink this, but, well, my favorite drink, my favorite beverage ever, right? No, it's not a Long Island iced tea. No, it's not alcoholic. My favorite beverage is Coca-Cola. I just love the taste of Coca-Cola and the ice-cold Coca-Cola. It's got to be fountain Coca-Cola or bottle. I don't like canned Coca-Cola as much. By bottle, glass bottle. I just think, oh, and Coca-Cola that is sold in Mexico is really yummy and really sweet. I just think Coca-Cola tastes incredible. I love it. I try not to drink a lot of it because it makes you gain weight and, you know. And so it's one of my favorite drinks. And I really don't like it when people start to mess with it. Make it Diet Coke. Make it Vanilla Coke. Gosh, they have now, I don't know, when you go to these machines, they even can do strawberry Coke. No. Coke is fine. Coke is it. Right? Well, I guess we may pretty soon have cannabis Coke. Apparently, reports are surfacing that Coca-Cola is eyeing a deal with Aurora Cannabis. It's a Canadian cannabis company. And they may have cannabis-infused Coca-Cola. Now, a spokesman, Kent Landers, and this is being reported by Bloomberg News, wrote, "We are closely watching the growth of non-psychoactive CBD as an ingredient in functional wellness beverages around the world." Functional wellness. The space is evolving quickly. No decisions have been made at this time. Well, already the shares and stocks are flying. I mean, right? There's a high definitely in the stock market with this. And cannabis-infused foods are going to be probably the biggest, booming, most aggressive, exponentially skyrocketing industry coming up in the next few years. People want it. The product, there is such a demand. You have a lot of people that don't want to smoke the cannabis. They don't want the stink. They want to maybe be a little bit more discreet. And cannabis-infused foods are the thing. I don't know if you guys heard about this. Apparently, two women were caught selling edible marijuana-infused food at a church event. This has been reported out of Savannah, Georgia. Undercover agents from the Savannah Chatham Counter-Narcotics team on Friday bought marijuana THC edibles during an event for local entrepreneurs at the church, according to the agency's post on Facebook. Ebony Cooper, 28 years old of Savannah, was openly selling the edibles, as well as other items, according to agents who bought them. Just openly selling marijuana edibles. So then they followed Cooper and 26-year-old Leah Presley to a location away from the church, and they said the search of Presley's vehicle turned up large amounts of edibles, more than $1,000 in cash and a loaded gun. And I don't believe marijuana, you are allowed to sell, even if marijuana is legal in your state, you can't sell products. Let's say Bob over here is growing a cannabis plant. You cannot purchase leaves from his plant, even if the plant is legal. Does that make sense? Well, there's a market. People like, I don't know why they like marijuana. This is the problem. Being a doctor, you get drug tested and you're not supposed to be under the influence. So we never, me and my medical school friends, we didn't do drugs. I know it's a big, BS meter alarm where people say, oh yeah, right, everybody, and, you know, secondary school, a graduate school. Actually, no. There was no way I was going to go through all the years of schooling just to fail a drug test and have it all go away. It's not worth it. And again, marijuana stinks. Now, I am intrigued because, you know, patients told me they love it. You know, they're not hungry. They sleep better. And you're like, oh, yeah, that does sound good. But, you know, for me, not worth it. But there is a high demand. Now this cannabis Coca-Cola. I mean, now, I'm not saying Coca-Cola has cannabis. It's not, and it's probably not even going to be called Cannabis Coke. I don't even think it would be called Cannabis Coke. I wrote an article on this. It would probably be, it would have to be in a can that is obviously recognizable, where it is something that a child shouldn't drink. So it can't be green, because Sprite is green. Remember, they can't let kids get to this. Even though kids get to alcohol very easily, it's going to have the same sort of restrictions and protections in place. So I'm not sure how the bottle would look. But would that make it very, very easy for people to get their marijuana. But then can you actually have a rum and Coke? Can you have a Jack and Coke, a Jack and cannabis Coke? Is that dangerous? Yeah, it's dangerous. We don't want you smoking weed and drinking alcohol. How is that safe? Oh, well, it's for the functional health of people. Functional health, where do they get that? Functional wellness beverages. So now they're saying that the cannabis is supposed to be for wellness. Well, we're going to review some of the medical benefits of marijuana. And the cannabidiol, or the CBD, which is what it sounds like Coca-Cola is eyeing, yes, may have some... I mean, it may have some health benefits, but it's like adding vitamin B to soda pop. Are you really, is that really how we're getting our vitamins? No. So we're going to be talking about that in a few minutes. We're also going to be interviewing David Gosin. He is a independent candidate running for the U.S. House. We're going to talk to him. We're also going to be telling you about the latest in overdose deaths, apparently fentanyl. Is one of the most common substances identified, especially in New York. Syphilis cases are on the rise. This has been something that we've been talking about now for the last couple of years. It's not going away. And we have a little boy, a little California boy, who was bitten by a rattlesnake at his daycare. 1-877-DOCTOR-SALLY, don't go away. To learn the basics of Spanish, greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today. Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM-ACAM-A4M of NutraMedical.com and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, who's working the dials. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So the midterms elections, boy, they're going to be pretty dramatic, pretty contentious, and it is always exciting to hear from candidates running for Congress. And joining us right now is David Gossin, who is running for, in Nevada, U.S. Congressional District 3 seat. David, how are you? Thank you for joining us.
It's good. My name is pronounced Gossin, G-O-S-O-N is how it's pronounced, Gossin.
Gossin. Okay, even though there's two O's. Okay, excellent. Good. Okay, yeah, so you are a nonpartisan, right?
Right, an independent candidate is what I go by, independent.
That's wonderful. Okay, that's good. That's good. Okay, so, obviously you're passionate about, you know, the state, the country. In terms of national, the national agenda and what, you know, most Americans, shall we say, would like to see, you know, done and fixed, where do you stand on immigration? We'll start with immigration.
Oh, I'm a border wall guy. I'm vetting people. Like when you invite people to your house, the same vetting process you'd have there. You wouldn't let people just come into your house, want to know who they are, what they're about, what they're going to do, so on and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
State
mm-hmm.
laws, for, you know, breaking and entering, so on and so forth.
Okay. And health care. Where do you stand on health care?
That's the state's decision. The state's going to be much more at it. It drives me crazy a little bit when people talk about health care because it's you go to your doctor where you live. The federal government, you don't go to the federal government for health care. You go to the state and your personal doctor. That's why it's a state issue. The state could handle it much better.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, Dave, what's your background?
Oh, as far as, well, I work in the casino industry. I started in New Jersey working in the casino industry. And then, let's see, I went from Arkansas to New Jersey. Then I went to Las Vegas.
Okay. All right. Expand on that. What did you do in the casino industry?
Oh, I did blackjack and craps, and now I deal poker.
Okay. Awesome. Awesome. You know, one thing I'm noticing a lot, you know, whenever I play at the tables is I'm noticing a lot of the people that can't add. I don't know if you noticed that. Have you noticed over the last few years that, you know, when you're doing blackjack or, you know, people, they're taking longer to add up the cards.
Yeah. Well, that could be a lot of combinations, you know, a lot of factors that create that scenario, the drinking, whatever it is. But I know what you're talking about. People show up, hey, what is 3 and 2? You know, and you got to help them through. When you know, it does seem they're not studying their portfolio as far as understanding what's, you know, it's money. You should probably know how to count before you put your money up
mm-hmm.
there, if it's good or bad.
Mm-hmm. So what made you decide to run? This isn't the first time you've run for politics, correct?
No. In 2012, I went up to Rhode Island. My friend, we were together in Florida, and he said, hey, you know what? If you want to make a difference, you should go to a small state so you can canvass it. So I went to Rhode Island and as a write-in to be president of the United States. Not really to win. I knew I wasn't going to win Rhode Island. It was to prove a point that if you went to a small state and you were to canvass it, you could probably get some votes. Well, I was only there 2 weeks and I got in all the papers because of my platform is what got me in the papers. And
so what's your goal?
Behind,
with this Nevada... Yeah. With this Nevada congressional race, what is your goal?
My goal is to get to the federal government so I can put a spotlight on how the two-party system has created every problem we have in government.
And do you think you're going to win?
This time I have a real shot because in 2014 I had 1,600 votes, and then in 2016 I went right to 9,500. So, it's impressive when you start going, you know, ninefold. Sixfold, stuff like that. So,
because okay, on one end, Dave, on one end, I think some people would find it admirable. I'm a registered independent. Some people would find it admirable, you know, that you're trying to make change, you're trying to be heard, and you have some forward movement. Others will be very critical that you're pulling away votes from one side or the other. And how do you respond to that when somebody says, look, there's not a good chance you're going to win. Why are you pulling votes away from Danny Tarkanian and Susan Lee? How do you respond to that?
Well, the way I respond to that is when you look at the voter roll. That's the only wasted vote is the one that isn't cast.
Right.
The two-party system has a stranglehold on it, and they've taught you to think that way. If you don't vote our way, it's a wasted vote. That's been thrown out there, and that's time and time again, that you want to be part of a winning team. Well, the Democrats aren't a winning team, if you ask me. And either are the Republicans, because when they are in charge, they don't put a winning formula together. You can say, oh, look, at the economy's better. Well, why isn't the economy better all the time? That's the question. Why do we have to have the ebb and flow and the peak and valleys? Why did the Democrats have to get in there with the policies they have?
So, Dave, let me ask you something. let's say you gain the momentum that you wish you do, and let's say you get some followers, and like a couple of the issues, you are for a border wall, you are for more states' rights when it comes to health care and more patient choice, and, you know, that sounds a lot like Danny Turkanian's platform. What happens if you pull votes away, and these are votes that could have gone to Danny, and it ends up Susie Lee or whoever on the Democratic side wins? How are you helping the cause?
The reason I'm helping the cause is because the Republicans, Danny Turkanian, as you say, he isn't going to solve the problems because he's just going to follow the party. He's not interested in solutions. He's interested in getting elected and doing the Republicans thing. Same thing as the Democrat. The votes that I'm going to get are going to be the independent votes. You may be registered a Democrat or a Republican, but you're going to say, Dave is right. The correct solution to get the Democrats and Republicans to work together is to take the power away from them. Let's see how they like that. Take one congressional seat away from them and watch how they unify and say, hey, you know what? You and I may not like each other, but we better do something soon because we're going to have independents, libertarians, and all these other third parties all in Congress because of one guy. That's what I believe will happen. They're going to get scared, and they're going to say, what's wrong with our message? Why are the people not voting for us anymore? The people need to know it's a bad sell of goods when you vote for these Democrats and Republicans. You do not get what they say.
We're speaking to David Gosin, running for U.S. Congressional District as an independent in Nevada. So what's your strategy to win?
Well, I've got my signs out. My big thing is when I go to people and I tell them I'm no campaign donations. They really respond to that. And then I go through it. I'm an independent. I represent you by not taking money. You know I'm going to be sincere and genuine and serious about my cause. That's what draws people to me. I'm veterans first. My platform has been the same. I haven't changed. There's no political consequence for me to tell you the truth. That's why when I talk to people, they know I'm genuine and sincere about it. You know, the media wants nothing to do with me because I can tell the truth. I'm a majority.
No. The media may not want anything to do with you because you're not buying ads. You know, it's a game, Dave. It's a game.
Right.
I mean, these politicians have to pay for ads. You pay for advertising. That gives you screen time. And so it's admirable that you're not asking people to donate money. I think that's really commendable on somebody who, you know, may not, you know, be able to be the most successful in every election. I find that admirable to not ask for campaign funds. But on the flip side, your strategy may not be the most successful. I think the honest way to go is one of the most commendable ways. I just don't know how successful it is, unfortunately.
Well, what happens is since I've been in there 2014 and 2016, the people know who I am. So that I knew that it would take me time because I'd have to saturate the market with what my message is. So I knew I'd have to go through a couple cycles. But in order to be in the debate, you have to have $50,000. The qualifier to be in a debate is $50,000. That's what the parent company of the media, you know, Channel 8, 3, Fox, whatever it is, they all have qualifiers.
Mm-hmm.
Campaign manager, office, phone, but the most important thing is the $50,000.
Yep.
So you can only be in that debate if you are a Republican or Democrat, because where are you going to get $50,000 unless it's your own money?
But Dave, we're running out of time. What's your website so people can find you?
It's www.ghostincongress, and my Twitter handle is ghostincongress also.
All right, thanks for coming on, Dave. Best of luck to you. All right, guys, when we come back, medical benefits of marijuana, are there any? 1-877-DAF-DALLY, don't go away.
I'm a walking in the rain.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
USA Radio News.
We are looking to get this done as quickly as possible. He's a truly outstanding person, as you know. He's got an unblemished record. This is a terrible thing that took place, and it's frankly a terrible thing that this information wasn't given to us a long time ago, months ago, when they got it. They could have done that instead of waiting until everything was finished and then all of a sudden spring it. But that's what the Democrats do. That's what they do. It's obstruction. It's resist. It's whatever you have to do.
President Trump, when asked today at the White House about Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh, the president is also hosting the president of Poland at the White House today. Cleanup efforts continue in North and South Carolina after Hurricane Florence. Josh Bergman is one of the rescuers. He talks about the experience of rescuing his neighbors.
It's one of those things you never know what you're going to get. You hope for the...
Endless scratching. The itch from my eczema is unbearable. Are you struggling to get relief from chronic itching due to your atopic dermatitis, also known as eczema? If so, you may qualify for a clinical study testing an investigational medication for the severe itch associated with atopic dermatitis. Qualified participants will receive study-related care and medication at no charge. Call 1-844-777-4824 or 1-844-777-ITCH or visit advandastudy.com for more information on how to participate. Sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
This flu season, one Walgreens flu shot can make a world of difference. So you can protect yourself and also your close-talking coworkers, high-fiving neighbors, two-month-old niece. That's why Walgreens has specially trained pharmacists that have provided over 60 million flu shots since 2010. Stop by for your flu shot today with a $0 copay with most insurance. Because protecting the world starts with protecting yours. Walgreens. Trusted since 1901. Vaccines subject to availability. State, age, and health-related restrictions may apply.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
If you're young and healthy, you don't need life insurance, right? Yeah, that's what I used to think, too. Until my brother died at 38. Joe left his wife with two kids, a mortgage, and a stack of bills she couldn't pay. Mary had to sell the house and move everybody into this tiny two-bedroom apartment just to make ends meet. I never want to do that to my wife, so I got life insurance. I called AIG Direct and was really surprised how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. Listen, if you have a family, you should seriously think about getting life insurance. You'll feel a lot better having it. Trust me.
Call AIG Direct for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. Call now. 1-800-910-7981. That's 1-800-910-7981. 1-800-910-7981.
Doc Dolly, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We were talking about necrotizing fasciitis and flesh-eating bacteria, and one of our callers or our listeners who listens on a delayed show called in about his experience. So let's go to the phone lines and listen now. 1-877-DOC-DALY, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Hello. I'm calling in regards to the flesh-eating bacteria. I just got out of the hospital yesterday for a reoccurring rash, which itches and then becomes cellulitis. I got it in North Carolina 8 years ago. I was cutting the grass, and that's when it occurred. And I scratched it, and it broke skin, and then it got really infected. I couldn't walk, swelled up. It's happened twice here in Las Vegas. Been here 8 years. It happened 2 years ago. It happened, a year and a half. It happened this week. I was in the hospital. They called it edema of the stasis, or your veins. I have good circulation. They checked that with ultrasound.
Venous stasis?
Anyway, it feels like something's eating my skin. It's spreading. It's raw. It's like a burn. I'm on three different antibiotics. I've been through cephalexin. I can't even pronounce the names. There were drips ones, and now I have two for 10 days. But it's not healing. I'm at home. It hurts like crazy. They give me painkillers. And I am, as you can tell, my blood pressure is up because I am very painful. It's killing me. They said that it was because my like limbs are stained. It was discolored. It looks like a zombie. So like the other leg. Partially, but no, it's only one side. It never has spread any further. They took skin cultures. They could never tell me what the bacteria was in all three occurrences. I'm just...
Wow.
Thank you. My name is Martin.
Martin, man, I am so sorry you're going through that. That sounds horrible. So what you guys just heard is, unfortunately, one of our listeners who has... what he's been diagnosed with as flesh-eating bacteria, possibly necrotizing fasciitis, which is the clinical term where you have a destruction of skin as a result of this infection. He's on three different antibiotics. The cephalexin he mentioned is a cephalosporin. It's a good antibiotic, but it looks like it's just one of the punches they're trying to lay onto this nasty bug. The venous stasis he was talking about is a sign of poor vascularization. Venous stasis is where you have the stasis means not moving, venous of the veins. So it means we have poor return circulation from the extremities. I don't know if the infection caused it or if he had some underlying venous stasis before the infection, but it doesn't sound good. And so, I mean, my suggestion to you, and I wish I could talk to you live because I broadcast live in the mornings, is to get an infectious disease expert on the case if they already haven't had one. And I know they haven't told you what bacteria has grown out, but the cultures have to have found something. And so maybe there are, maybe somebody needs to comb through the records and find out. The other thing, too, is if you're constantly on antibiotics, sometimes we could get a false negative on some of these cultures. And so... the culture may read out no growth, no bacterial growth, but there could be bacteria. And then the other thing that could be happening also is these rashes that itch and that inflame and cause burning. In addition to, obviously high on our list would be a necrotizing fasciitis or an infection that starts to destroy the muscle and the skin and the fat tissue. Obviously that's high on our list. But there could also be an inflammatory process in there. There could also be a neurological process. And so, I would strongly urge that a specialist gets involved, especially in the infectious disease realm and the dermatological, the dermatology realm, to try to figure out what's going on. But it is not easy. And for those people who had necrotizing fasciitis, they sound exactly like Martin does. I mean, you feel like something's eating you. It's bad, and it's scary. So I'm really, really sorry this is happening to you. I wish it wasn't. The most common type of bacteria is usually a group A strep, believe it or not, a group A strep. And we see a lot of group A strep, on the outside of the body, on skin. You know, so it gets in with a cut. Like he said, he was doing some gardening. There was a cut. The bacteria got in. The other question I have is he diabetic? Sometimes a diabetic may be more at risk. But any sort of bacteria that decides to set up shop deep underneath the skin layers can do this. And so how do you know if you have an infection that is starting out as a simple, oh, I cut myself gardening, to something that could go into a necrotizing fasciitis? What's very, very frustrating for you as a listener, or as any patient would say, is we're being told all the time not to go on antibiotics. We're being told that all these antibiotics are leading to antibiotic resistance. And so I'm not jumping to get an antibiotic. The doctor isn't giving me an antibiotic. Then all of a sudden, I find out I'm about to lose my limb. Well, you need to listen to your instinct, and you need to listen to that inner voice. If something doesn't feel right, if it doesn't feel like a little paper cut, but it feels deep, and trust me, I've had paper cuts that feel deep, but you know what I'm talking about, and you feel like there's something in you, and you feel like something's getting worse and you're getting sick, you got to listen to it. And maybe you need to go to your doctor and say, I think this infection is deep enough where I have a necrotizing fasciitis. How do you know I don't? And if the doctor can't tell you, you know, sometimes you just have to bring that term up. Now, don't get a paper cut and say, I have necrotizing fasciitis. But, I mean, if you don't think anyone's listening to you and you think you have these symptoms where you have increasing pain and pain is worse than it's supposed to be, and in many cases it'll be red and warm, but sometimes you won't see the redness or the warmth, and you start feeling these symptoms of achiness and fever and feeling tired, you know, and you feel like you have that internal infection. You know, WebMD also says you may be really, really thirsty as well. You know, I notice whenever I get sick, I diurese a lot. I pee a lot. And it's like the body trying to get rid of something. So if that's your symptom of you being sick, you know, that could be a significant symptom. And many times the infection will only take a day or two before it gets to this. They say sometimes you'll also have swelling. You may get this purplish rash, which is what he's talking about. They've been diagnosing it as venous stasis. Maybe he also has this rash. You could also get these blisters, these violet-colored marks that turn into blisters. You could also get discoloration and peeling, because remember, the skin and the layers of the skin are not getting the flow that they need because of all this infection that's down beneath. Unfortunately, blood pressure, when it gets really severe, can drop. His blood pressure, he said, is high because, you know, of all the stress with all this and the pain. It is painful. It's very painful. When it gets really bad, unfortunately, the blood pressure can drop. And so one of the reasons why you also feel that pain is this bacteria under the skin gives off air. Bacteria, when it starts to grow and cultivate and multiply, they give off gas, just like any of us do. And so that gas adds to extra pressure. So we do. We take tissue samples, fluid samples, and we try to find the bacteria. We'll start you on antibiotics. We'll even sometimes have to fillet the area and cut the area, give IV antibiotics. Many times we have to do IV antibiotics and not just oral. So, but usually with necrotizing fasciitis, I get a surgeon involved, and I get an infectious disease doctor, an internist, family doc involved, and it takes a team. So Godspeed, Martin, please let us know how you're doing, but that's scary stuff. You know, I keep talking about that ziplining teenager in Georgia, where she got necrotizing fasciitis because when she went to the doctor, after she cut herself ziplining, she went in saying, you know, this still hurts. The doctor says, well, it's not red. You know, and we cleaned it good, and he didn't give antibiotics. I think 2-3 different times, her physicians didn't give antibiotics until finally the fourth time they did, but then by then it was too late. And so you as a patient, you're like, well, how do I get somebody to listen to me? Well, you have to sometimes get a second or third opinion, and sometimes you have to go, look, I heard about this. I'm concerned. This is what I have. How do I know I don't? How do you know I don't have this? 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
All right, guys, we are back with Dr. Dahlia. So thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So we opened with the story where Coca-Cola is eyeing possibly partnering with a cannabis company, Aurora Cannabis. And I, you know, love entrepreneurship. Think capitalism is wonderful, and I get how if there's a demand, we should try to increase supply. I get that. It's something that is, that's the American way. The problem is I don't like the idea of people thinking this is a, quote, functional wellness beverage. And that's a quote coming from Coca-Cola. And I'm a huge fan of Coca-Cola. I told you guys why I'm a fan of Coca-Cola. Even though I think Coca-Cola helps spur obesity and I think it may mess with your metabolism, it's one of my favorite tasting drinks. I'd rather drink that than alcohol, to be honest. It just tastes good to me. And not that I drink it a lot because I try to avoid soda. And also, whenever you get nauseous, Coca-Cola syrup, you know, or some deflated Coca-Cola, it just really works for the tummy. And I always have to have Coca-Cola at the house in case my kids or whatever got, you know, nauseous. And so I'm a big fan of the company. It just, their spokesman said, we are closely watching the growth of non-psychoactive CBD as an ingredient in functional wellness beverages around the world. Now, we need to be very careful about advertising a Coca-Cola with marijuana as a wellness drink. And a lot of people are trying to use marijuana use as a vitamin, as a supplement, as a health booster. Marijuana may have medicinal benefits. It may treat certain things. And I am buying that it may help control seizures. I think there is a chance that for some people, it may help prevent diabetes and insulin resistance on some people. How I look at it is I think it's different strokes for different folks. But you have got to be careful, any company who is going to mass market something like this as a healthy alternative to something else. That's where I, as a doctor, have to say, everybody hold the phone. Now, it's easy to study. All these people that smoked pot in the 60s, you got to kind of keep it strain similar and dosing similar. Marijuana now is a lot stronger than it was back in the 60s. But if you, let's say, had a corps or a company, right, of military folk that got their batches of weed pretty similarly, let's say, all right, and they smoked, not that the military would have, but still, let's say, and you have that group, and then you could watch them and you could see how they did throughout the years. And if you found that they did better, didn't have heart attacks, didn't get diabetes over people who didn't smoke marijuana, that could be a really interesting study. So somebody needs to be doing that. So what is the medical, you know, reasoning behind it? What is some of the data saying? Well, first, let's go back. These cannabis plants, basically they produce these things called cannabinoids. We've talked about this. These are chemicals that can induce an effect on the body. And cannabinoids could be produced either by the plant, like a marijuana plant, phytocannabinoids. Humans produce their own, called endogenous cannabinoids. And then we can make them in the laboratory, called synthetic cannabinoids. And this cannabinoid system we have in the human body exists, and it's why people respond to phytocannabinoids. We have an endocannabinoid system. It has receptors throughout our brain, organs, glands, immune system. And they mediate a variety of these physiological responses. If it gets stimulated by a cannabinoid, either something we make, something we smoke, eat, or take in from a laboratory, it can help modulate our sleep, our memory, our appetite, our immune response, pain, mood, even cell damage repair and death. Now, research is currently investigating what endogenous chemicals the human body produces, but they say the majority of medical discussions are really what we can make in the lab than what is made by the plant. So, now let's look at the phytocannabinoids of plants. So the most well-known, you guys have already heard, are the CBD and the THC. The CBD is the cannabidiol, and the THC is the tetrahydrocannabinol. And the THC is the psychoactive ingredient. It's highly addictive, may give you a feeling of euphoria. The CBD is non-psychoactive, and what Israel especially, a lot of firms in Israel have been studying this, have been trying to extract out, gleaning the THC, so we could just use the CBD in terms of medicinal properties. Now, there are species. Just like any plant or animal in the animal kingdom or the plantate kingdom, you have genus and species, and cannabis comes in a variety of species. You have sativa, indica, ruderalis, and most of what we see are actual hybrids. And we've kind of talked about this. The sativa are the thinner leaves. The indica are the wider leaves. And then ruderalis, not as popular because it has less THC, but it does have some auto flowering qualities. So we may see it bred with the sativa or the indica to allow those plants to cultivate a little easier and better. Now, sativa is the one that has more THC than CBD. So a lot of people like that because they'll get more euphoria. And apparently that's been known to help treat anxiety, depression, increase appetite, increase energy, boost creativity. We also have seen it used as Sativex, which treats neuropathic cancer pain. Indica is the one that has the higher CBD content. And so with more CBD, you have more sedative properties. Can help with anxiety. It can also induce appetite. But we usually use the CBD more for muscle spasms and pain control. And so indica, it's interesting. I thought sativa has actually more of the CBD level versus indica. So this one report, I got to double check. It looks like they have it off. I need to look at it. I thought sativa was more CBD and indica was more THC. But apparently we're getting some, I apologize, this report I'm looking at is not accurately delineating the two. But either way, we are having a lot of research starting to look at what we can use either for. So we talked about Dravet syndrome. There's a medication now that we use that was just approved by the FDA. I believe it was called, I apologize that I don't have the name at the top of my head. I'm having little computer issues. But, Epidiolex. Epidiolex was used for Dravet syndrome. It's a very rare seizure disorder. And now we have an indication for it. We've also found cannabidiol to control epileptic seizures. We've been talking for years about how CBD can help with glaucoma and decrease pressure in the eye. Glaucoma is one of the leading causes of blindness. And you always see in movies, they make fun of their marijuana use. Well, I got glaucoma. And you're like, yeah, right. But it does help. And then muscle spasms. All right. You know, we just talked about how the relaxation, the relaxing, like indica, for example, that can help with muscle spasms and pain and then chronic pain. But this is what's interesting. Not everybody is telling me that it helps them with their pain. I've had people and listeners say, look, Dr. Dahlia, I've tried this. It's not working on me. Well, it will work on some. It may not work on others. Why? Well, it goes back to your endocannabinoid system. You may not have a lot of receptors, or your receptors may not be that affluent when it comes to pain receptors in the brain. So it's different strokes for different folks. 1-877-DOCTOR-DAHLIA.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high. No matter what amount you take, what does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied, but you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com and purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people. One by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.